built for that. And I think you'd have to admit that is a huge success.
Do you actually have any plans can I just ask you, Richard, whether you actually have plans in place yet for the whole of the £100,000?
We have plans in place. We have a budget for the whole of the £100,000. But I think you and everybody else would be very, very disappointed if that money was spent in haste and then in a year, 18 months' time, we said, well, actually, we spent that money rather unwisely and rather speedily and rather quickly.
Mm.
So what I would rather make sure we do is spend that money very wisely and in a correct manner rather than acting in haste and repenting at leisure.
Okay.
What I will say to you is that it is very disappointing for town team members when there is a lot of faceless criticism on blogs, and I know this is a national issue at the moment, on blogs and Twitter, by some really rather cowardly people that won't put their names to the criticism. And it's not helpful in the regeneration of Margate.
Mm. So you'd rather they were on board and helping out, yeah, rather than sniping from the sidelines, maybe?
Yes, I don't think cowardly sniping from little magazines and blogs is helpful to the regeneration of Margate.
Mm.
We're working very, very closely with Thanet District Council, and they are fully on side with the town team project.
Okay, Richard.
And
well,
very, very helpful.
We'll have to leave it there. Thank you for joining us. Good to talk to you. That's Richard Ash, the chairman of the Margate town team, who have won that money from Mary Portas, from the government, £100,000. They've already spent some of it, but they have plans for it all, and obviously they will unfold in the weeks and months to come.
We're asking you for your lame excuses this morning. Michael's got in touch. Mick.